The governor calls for an audit of the AG's spending, and the OKC Thunder host the San Antonio Spurs in pivotal Game 5 tonight. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Nick Daniels. Governor Kevin Stitt is suspicious of his political rival Attorney General Gintner Drummond's spending, so he's asked the state auditor to have a look. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Rommels.
In a letter to State Auditor and Inspector Cindy Bird, Stitt says that under Attorney General Gintner Drummond, the office has transformed from a traditional statewide law office into a much larger and bloated government agency. Stitt points out that in the last 3 years, the Attorney General's office budget has grown by 205%, from $43.2 million to $131.8 million. Its employee headcount is up by more than 100 people, Stitt says. He has also honed in on at least $20,000 Drummond's office approved toward the Oklahoma Diversity Center, which Stitt calls a, quote, left-wing organization that provides DEI training, LGBT programming, and gender-affirming care to teenagers. Drummond welcomed the audit in a press release hours later, saying the governor has made a habit of sicking state auditors on his political enemies, and his office has nothing to hide. I'm Lionel Rommels.
Governor Kevin Stitt says a new bill will be, quote, ending penalizing student athletes for transferring schools. But as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, the measure only removed a statute. The rule still exists.
House Bill 2153 removed the state law that required most students to sit out for a year of athletics if they transfer to a district they don't live in. However, the organization governing athletics and other activities, OSSAA, still has a rule that enforces the policy. OSSAA Director David Jackson said in an email to State Impact that families will not see any change in how transfer eligibility works. Member schools may vote on changing the rule in the future if they want. He says the rule was originally created and approved by member schools. Jackson says the rule was created to prevent recruitment and pressure on families and to keep a level playing field across districts. Quote, the rule is about protecting families for every student in every school. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A community open house is set for Wednesday on Interstate 35 improvements in Moore and Norman. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority are hosting the event to bring awareness about upcoming frontage road and ramp improvements. Details on the proposed development of the Toby Keith Expressway will also be available. The open house is from 4 to 8:30 tomorrow at the station at Central Park in Norman. In sports, the Oklahoma City Thunder and San Antonio Spurs are knotted up at 2 games apiece in the NBA Western Conference Finals. OKC will look to bounce back from a 21-point loss in Game 4, where the team turned the ball over 20 times. Coach Mark Dagnalt says his team needs to play a lot better to win tonight's Game 5.
Some of the turnovers and some of the shooting was a result of the way we played and a result of the way they defended. You know, I'd never take away credit from them when they played the way they did. But it's a little bit of both, probably. You know, like it wasn't our night, but at the same time, we could have been a lot better. And we need to be a lot better in Game 5 if we want to compete in the game.
Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 7:30 at the Paycom Center and can be seen on NBC. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.